Cranberry producers in Massachusetts and around the country are drowning in surplus fruit. For years, the global glut of cranberries has pushed many farmers to the brink of failure. It's why a few years ago, cranberry marketers went searching for new customers in the world's most populous country, China. This morning in our series, Seeing Red, WBUR's Adrian Ma reports on how the demand for the little red fruit took root in China. He begins his story this morning in a shopping mall in Beijing.
So, can I ask you, do you recognize this fruit right here?
This is some kind of raisin? Let me think.
That's Liu Xiuqing, looking at some dried cranberries I've just poured into her hand. She takes a bite.
It's a little sour. It's a little sweet. The texture is nice.
Finally, I tell her it's a cranberry, or in Chinese, man yue mei. Suddenly, Lu's face changes, and she's like, oh, right. A few years ago, most people here were like Lu, wouldn't know a cranberry if they were looking right at one. In 2013, Massachusetts-based Ocean Spray asked Chinese consumers if they knew what cranberries were. Over 95% said no, which is a problem, because how do you sell a food to people who've never heard of it? Well, for any business trying to get a foothold in China's $7 billion imported fruit market, the first step often starts in a place like this. The International Fruit Expo, which took place this year in the sprawling southeastern city of Guangzhou.
So, right when you walk in, you notice this is not your typical business suits and name tags type of convention. Really, it feels a lot more like an open-air market. There are stalls here from all over the world, Greece, Chile.
We are from Iran.
From Indonesia.
I work with the Mexican Chamber of Commerce.
You've got people selling peaches, durian fruit.
Ah.
Okay. Something called a custard apple.
Something called a wolfberry.
Mild and sweet. Ooh, and a little tart at the end.
But despite the kind of carnival atmosphere, the vendors are here to do some serious business. Over at one booth selling Indian mangoes, you can almost taste the profits.
One more box.
There's a lot of excitement happening at this small table right now.
You see, they're fighting for the mangoes.
That's mango merchant Dadu Raman.
We almost sold 216 boxes just in the past 3 days.
Who's buying?
The Chinese people are buying. They're loving.
Watching Raman and the other merchants here, there is a palpable sense of opportunity. Like, if you can sell into China, it could change your business fortunes in a big way. And this is why, over the past few years, the U.S. cranberry industry has spent millions of dollars here. To get people to taste, maybe even love, the little red fruit.
At least not get confused with blueberries.
That's Lydia Lee. She heads up the China division of the PR firm Weber Shandwick. In 2013, Ocean Spray, the Microsoft of the cranberry biz, hired the agency to help raise its profile. So Lee's team devised strategies that would become part of the company's China playbook, like pushing the product on giant e-commerce sites, wining and dining editors from food and lifestyle publications, and even flying social media influencers out to a Massachusetts bog to see the cranberry harvest in person.
So these influencers brought their own cameras and live streamed the whole process.
This video shows a young woman wading through the water waist-deep in cranberries.
And these followers, you know, they were tweeting all about it because it's something very curious.
Curious maybe, but to really up a product's appeal, Lee says you need to create an emotional connection. On that score, they played up the cranberries' connection to Thanksgiving. In this ad, a young Chinese woman joins a Massachusetts family for Thanksgiving dinner. People are cooking and eating, and of course, there are lots of gauzy shots of cranberries in various dishes.
The whole atmosphere of family gathering together, you know, having a feast, watching football, kids running around, resonates very well with Chinese culture. This is what we do in Chinese New Year. Instead of just waiting for Chinese New Year, how about having an early thanks?
In addition to Ocean Spray, there was another group trying to promote cranberries in China. a quasi-governmental nonprofit called the Cranberry Marketing Committee. Since 2014, the group has spent roughly $1 million a year just marketing in China. In the past, some of that money's gone to paying restaurants to put cranberry-themed dishes on their menu, or hiring fancy chefs to create recipes. So, at the end of the day, did this multi-front marketing blitz actually work? The answer is, oh yeah. Between 2013 and 2018, sales of dried cranberries to China increased by over 1,000%. Last year, China bought nearly $55 million worth of the fruit, making it the biggest U.S. cranberry customer. Now, a lot of those cranberries wound up in the usual places, like muffins or trail mix. But increasingly, they're popping up in some classic Chinese foods. Walking through a Beijing grocery store, my translator points out a table with free samples of a common Chinese pastry. Something called...
cranberry green bean cake.
Wait, did you say cranberry green bean? I'm just going to taste some of these. So, it's actually not bad. You do taste the green bean.
So there you go. The cranberry has officially taken root here. Except, that is not the end of the story. That's because of a little thing that began last summer.
The White House is planning to release the list of products from China that will face a 25% tariff.
Tariffs for around $50 billion worth of goods still don't
know. The Trump administration said that tariffs are, quote, essential to preventing further unfair transfer.
Immediately, China hit back with retaliatory tariffs. Including a 40% import tax on cranberries. And that tariff has put the squeeze on what was the industry's fastest growing market. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Adrian Ma.
This project was made possible in part by the International Center for Journalists Bringing Home the World Fellowship.